সনাতন গোস্বামী যে রূপ গোস্বামী হোয়াট ইজ দি টিচিংস অফ মহাপ্রভু ইউ নো ক্যান বি শর্ট রূপ গোস্বামী সে জীবে দয়া নামে রুচি বৈষ্ণব সেবা জীবে দয়া মিন ইন্সপায়ার টু আদার ফর লিবারেশন from this illusory environment and establish yourself in transcendental eternal world where always overflowing service waiting for you. Service world and transcendental service. Engage yourself with transcendental study, this type of inspiration. And why do you think that is inspiration? Because we are experienced, but we are not conscious. Ahannani bhutani gacchanti tuma mandira. Sesasthiratam chanti, chimasthiratuma tapara. Yudhishthir Maharaj says, every moment someone dies. We know now. Every day how many people dying we do not know. But dying, that is sure. Ahani ahani, day by day, so many dying. Around me also, so many, my friends, my relatives, my villagers, my country people. Some submarine is dying every day. I know, but I am not so much conscious about my situation. I can die any moment. Life here is not secure. Anyway, I can make for me a nice eating, nice room, nice arrangement, television, this, that. But who will enjoy that? I do not know. There is not that your atmosphere, beauty. Any moment I can pass through this world. Passing so. What are we are seeing all is passing so. And I am also in India. Then must be serious about our own situation. This is the Jivedaya. And all situation will be corrected and exalted if we can connect ourselves with the transcendental way, which is very easily now overflooded all over the world, that is transcendental vibration form of Lord Krishna. It is vibration form of Lord Krishna, Harinam. Name Ruchi, that means you must be attached with Harinam. Then Harinam will rescue you happily. But we are not conscious about our situation. We are thinking, here is this one, we are little. Father, mother, daughter, son, relatives, uncles, friends, so many, and so many horses, cows. giving joy to me. And here I am better. Why I shall leave this situation? Yeah. Everyone will think like that. And it happened before also. Once Lord Indra got by some rishi and he has got a hog body. Then when he has got a hog body by cars, then getting in a somebody, some wife, some children, so many, and he's continuing his jungle life, collecting so much of food, and hot food, you know, and giving nourishment to his children, wife, and yearly maybe 100 of children productive, etc., etc. His family life going very happily. And Lord Brahma has seen Indra's time is finished. Now that time finished, he will come back to Swargalok. And Indra forgotten everything. He is thinking, I am a great hog leader. And I have so many wives, so many children, so many grandsons. And I am here, it's like king, I am living. And what Brahma nonsense. You have had a long year with that man telling me. And what is the value of that? Brahma told, yo Indra, now you come back, your cursed time is finished. You jump in the this lake, your body will be transformed. In your own form you will get Indra body, and the demigods many waiting for you. Come and jump in the water. Indra thinking of nonsense, that man. And he given some chastisement to Brahma and taken his family back to God. And Indra has Brahma has seen he's too much affected with his family life. And he forgot, yes, he's all wealth and opulence. Then Brahma taken his children and throw in the lake. And they all die. And they have got their own body, spiritual body. And the hog was very angry with Brahma and trying to catch Brahma, but cannot catch Brahma, really little part, always in high position. Then he is thinking, I shall take my wife, otherwise maybe he can kill my wife. Then he's taking his wife, Rani, and Brahma taken the lake of wife and throw in a pond, that lake. Then he loses his many wives also. And he's crying so much, and Brahma said, Indra, why you are crying? You cannot see your situation here. You are not hog, you are Indra. You are the master of the heaven. You come back to your come to your heaven and take in charge there. Everyone waiting for you. Then he is thinking, oh, everything gone. This cruel man. And for saying, then he was trying to give little hearing. You know, why you have done this nonsense? See, I have not done anything wrong against you. Why you have done wrong? And Brahma said, it is not wrong, it is right what I have done. You jump in the lake, then you will feel what I have done. And he is thinking, oh, my all of this, everything gone, I can jump. And he jumped in the lake, and he lived his body, and he has got in the path, and has been the demigods there waiting for him and throwing the flowers for Indra. And Indra was very surprised, I was put in his body. And he remembered all everything before what happened. Cars, etc. They completely killed her. And Brahma said, if you want to take your body, you can take also. You shall drain. Indra, no no, 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 not in this situation. No. This is situation, our situation is also like that. We are thinking we are very happy here. Actually, it is not true. Any moment we leave this body, when I am coming out from India, I am making some will. But our missionary was, it is only that way. He managed it. Because I know, yeah, I may die or I may be alive. I may live or die. I have some duty, must do this. But everyone equally concerned about their own life, their personal thing, their spiritual life. What is eternal? And if we want to connect with the eternal world, it is not eternal, it is mortal world. This world is mortal world, moral ship, jagat. But eternal world, everything existing for us and there, everything is transcendent. And my form as conscious body, that also transcendent. Then when I shall leave this material conception with material activity, and when I shall connect with the transcendental way for getting that wealth of my own life wealth, then we must try to connect with the transcendental wave. And wave comes by the grace of Lord Krishna. In this age, as a form of Parinam, Nam Nami of it. Nam means name, phrase, and pastime, and associate, all transcendental of love, all is transcendental form of Lord, and Hari Nam means Hari himself, he will appear. When we will chant or meditate the holy name of Lord, that name will take form in our heart, and also he will engage us proper service of his divine lotus feet. And this is the connection Mahaprabhu given in this age of Kali Yuga. And what if I take the Mahārāja just now told is a little told, but more than that he sang the song Sukta Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anupu Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Rosita Armu. The lotus feet of this pure devotee that God can rescue us from this illusory environment. And it is very favorable for everyone. And service to the Lord and his associates, that's also very important for Pandit and souls. But that service directly cannot do, and for that necessary undertaking of Bhagavad Gita. What we will do, that immediately go to the Lord if it is passing through some 10 what is that? What happened and what will be? Will be what I must be and get out myself for the service. So, to be in personality of body, Lord Krishna, one day the body will go and I must get my own position in spiritual world. This is necessary. And for that, everyone, you are trying. You have lots of Krishna. You have affection for Krishna, no doubt I have. Because you need everything. You are together. For this process, for giving honor to the Guru Vaishnava, and for the chanting the holy name, everything is in your notice and you are doing that. But it's not the aim, and be serious about different kinds of offenses, and chant the holy name of Lord, and get the benefit of your spiritual life. Very simply, Mahaprabhu Krishna has given that advice to us.